welcome to issue 218 of Critical Encounters, a podcast about Marvel Champions, a living card game by Fantasy Flight Games. Here, we take a good look at that most critical piece of the game, the encounter sets. We'll discuss those poorly understood characters, unfairly labeled villains, and their various plans to shape humanity and benefit the planet, as well as those so-called heroes intent on thwarting them. I'm one of your hosts, Steve, and joining me tonight, as always, is Daniel. Hi, Daniel. How's it going?
Great, Steve. You read that so well tonight. That was awesome.
I'm in an excellent mood tonight.
I was going to say, you're animated. For sure.
You know why I'm in such a good mood?
Why is that?
Because it is the triumphant return of Mike. Hi, Mike.
He's back. Oh, I'm back, guys. Oh.
So excited.
Wow.
And it is you may never leave again.
Yeah. Now, for those of you who are wondering, yeah, we've seen this before. They come back for a day, and then they're like, no, you know what? I'm going to leave again. No. I've been missing this a lot. And life was busy. Life is still busy, but some big obligations are now off my plate. Had to exhaust a few times in my alter ego mode. And I'm back. This is exciting. So, hooray.
Welcome back, sir.
It's been fun. Yeah. I've loved listening to the episodes that I was unfortunately not able to attend. There's been some great stuff. Love it.
So, Steve, he's back a little earlier than I thought. Did we fix the chair? Did we clean it?
We have not cleaned it since the other 26 people were using it.
Oh, what about his room?
Oh, I stopped sending the maid in that room a long time ago.
Okay, so
I'm a villain. But I'm not that mean. So
yeah, no. Yeah, welcome back, Mike.
Cool. I'll sleep on the couch tonight.
Yeah, maybe that's best. Maybe we should pump him down his room.
We do appreciate everyone who came in to fill in for Mike throughout the weeks and months.
A veritable cavalcade of villains.
They were awesome. Yeah. They were all awesome. Yeah.
Just because totally. Mike's back doesn't mean we aren't going to still have guests on the show. So maybe not every week, but we will definitely be inviting people on still. So
awesome. Well, since I'm back and I haven't been able to ask this in a while, I want to ask you, Daniel, what is on your mind tonight?
Well, thank you, Mike, for asking. I have a Patreon thank you to Regal Games TV.
Hey, don't I know them from somewhere?
You know what? I think, yes, you do. He's the repairman who comes and fixes Mojo TV for us.
Oh, that's his new job. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so here's what we're thinking. Here's our scheme, right? We're going to wreck with the Avengers cable, right?
Okay.
And then when Regal Games is called in to fix it, you can case out the joint and then,
bring back the intel. Okay. And then, and then he can schedule ridiculously long wait times for them to, they have to be waiting for him to be there.
Yeah.
And they'll be busy. And we can go do what we need to do.
Oh, my God.
Yep. It's twofold. I like it.
Please hold.
Please hold. They'll be there in the window between 8 and 8. Yes. Yes.
They'll be there between Monday and Wednesday.
I think Regal Games would really enjoy this. I mean, he's already a great repairman. We've seen it, right? We still have Mojo TV.
We do.
Now, thank you, Regal Games TV.
Thank you so much.
I happen to know your real name is Seth, and I also want to thank you. Am I allowed, Steve, to thank Seth for also supporting our sister show, The Game Reviewed?
I guess you've already done it. I don't know why you asked permission.
So, thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you,
Seth. Fine, yeah.
And Steve, by the time this airs, we will already have met Seth at Con of Heroes.
Ooh, you think it? Yeah, maybe with the timing.
With timing,
could be close.
So, thank you, Regal Games TV. What a delight to have you join us. Really appreciate it. And enjoy your new snooping.
Yeah, we appreciate all our patrons. Thank you all. Thank you, Regal Games TV.
Well, Steve, I'm also delighted that Mike is back because
I know.
It's been a long time since he's done any like lore work for us.
Wait, yeah. What?
Well, you guys, Mike, obviously you're making your triumphant return, Mike, to do some kind of thing.
I haven't even unpacked yet.
6-part series on Magneto or the entire catalog for Mojo tonight or something. What do you got?
I mean, all this talk about Real Games Mojo TV, I thought we were just going to watch TV tonight.
Really? You thought your triumphant return would be a TV night?
Oh.
I mean, I'm cool with that, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Why don't we just watch some MTV?
Do you mean Mojo Television?
I sure do!
Awesome!
Inside.
For clothes that Tristan loved. Bold 3 Detergent Plus Fabric Sofa.
Caleb? Are you alright? Are you...
Spray. Relief.
You two take care of labor.
Only intended for playing, Captain.
Fester's freaking counterpunch! Our world!
You don't want to die of cold, toll free.
Broken on broken glass, walking on broken.
I'll give you trouble!
Pop your piece around the track if you get
nails and more nails.
Oh, get it together, soldier. I'm sure it's fine. See, our lines are holding there just fine. There's nothing to...
After the honeymoon, but when I got back and I found out that he'd stolen Ben, lies have gotten all of us into so much trouble.
Who's that? Who's there?
Good evening, fella. I'm just a fellow traveler passing through. Figured I'm looking for a spot to settle in when I caught the scent of your campfire. Yeah, that's it.
Well, stranger, you're welcome to join me and have a seat on the fire, though I've been riding for days and I smell kind of funky.
No matter. There's a foul air about myself as well. Fire's looking mighty low. No. Don't worry yourself. Allow me. Use my reach.
Hey, don't I know you some fronts and from somewheres?
I think you're mistaken, friend.
Oh, no, I'm sure of it.
Oh, trust me. Those who get to know me tend not to meet me twice.
Well, you're kind of a funny fella. What are you doing all the way out here?
Well, funny you should mention that. You see... Who's there? Show yourself!
Whoa, kind of jumping there, ain't you?
Well, as I live and breathe.
Ain't you a little far from home, Sheriff?
Nonsense! After that stunt you pulled in Whiskey Hollow, surely even you reckon that someone would be on your trail.
Wait, what in the damn hell's going on here?
That there is Big Hat Vardaney, wanted in every town from Thunder Ridge to Cedar Creek.
Well, hell, there must be one heck of a reward then. Wait, now where did I put my...
Looking for this.
What?
Picked it from you while grabbing logs for the fire. Like taking taffy from a child.
Enough of this. Drop your weapons and come along quietly.
Ha! Surely even you, Sheriff, reckon I won't go down without a fight.
My 12-gauge has you in its sights, Vardaney. And my trigger finger's getting real itchy.
So, Sheriff, thing is, I'm full up on energy tonight. Now, where were we?
Well, now hang on. You wouldn't hurt an unarmed man, would you?
That's neither here nor there. My accomplice will handle that.
Oh, hell and damnation. Is that a walking shark in a western? Damn you, Morty! Cinema!
I've actually seen weirder things in westerns.
I thought it was great.
That was absolutely fantastic. I was really engaged the whole time.
Something about the big hat on that Vardini guy I really liked.
He reminded me of someone. I just can't figure out who.
Good villainy, nice show.
And that tune that they were whistling at the beginning.
It's finally nice to see the villain win. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
The shark was interesting. I was expecting the giant mechanical spider.
No, that wasn't bad.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what it reminds me of, though, is the Western modular set from the Mojo Mania scenario pack.
Whoa.
Wild Wild Mojo.
Wait, maybe that's what you were talking about.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
Yeah. Why don't we talk about those cards tonight, since that's where we're at.
Thanks for obliging us, folks.
Okay, so the Western modular set comes in the Mojo scenario pack, 6 total cards, 5 by title, and it's used randomly throughout the Mojo Mania scenarios. You should start us off.
Wow, wow, Mojo. Wow, wow, West. When I roll into the wow, wow, West. When I stroll into the wow, wow, West. When I bounce into the wow, wow, West. Is an environment. This is a setting and a show, just like all the other environments. Each enemy attack gains overkill.
Oh,
that's cool. It's each enemy attack, not yours and the enemy. Yeah, that's cool. Force interrupt, when a character takes damage, increase that damage by 1. And the usual, when revealed, discard each other. Setting environment in play, if this card was revealed from the encounter deck, it gains surge. And it has a single boost icon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I like the overkill because it's much harder to chump block. And the enemy, if you have a minion with a 3 attack and an ally with a 1 health left, that ally takes 4 damage, right?
Yes.
So then 3 damage overkill into the hero, but that damage also gets increased by 1? So does
it they, does then they because it's taking two separate taking instances damage.
Of damage, right? Or something like that. Yeah. It's crazy.
You know what? That is something I never realized for this card. I think that's going to be some. We've done some learning for our fans. Today.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, which means I just would jump block. No,
I think that's how it works. I think
it is. Yeah, that's how I read it.
Wow! When a character takes
the first character takes some damage, it goes up by 1. Everything extra rolls over into the hero. The hero damage takes some damage, it goes up by 1. So yeah,
I guess pro tip. Block?
Yeah.
Tokens? I mean, wow. I never read it that way or looked at it. That is so fantastic.
Now, the reverse would also be true if the heroes or the allies had overkill on their attacks. But they'd have to have them naturally, not from this environment.
And then something... Okay, I'm going to talk about the art. it's very funny. Like, all the Mojo stuff is funny. He's in the giant mechanical spider suit from Wild Wild West, but he's just sitting there by the campfire.
I love it. And looking right at the camera.
Well, that's not even just like from Wild Wild West. This is like, if you look at pictures of Mojo, he just walks around in that thing. So it's like, his regular lower half, because he's spineless. He can't propel himself without that piece.
That is,
but it totally matches up with that as well, though.
Is the scorpion tail what he usually has?
I think the scorpion tail has all kinds of different effects. Like he can shoot different things, like create stuff out of it or create special effects for his.
He's like a beholder, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So they're clearly pulling on both references then. Yeah.
And what's in the pot? Is it making coffee?
Oh, gotta be.
Okay. Gotta be. All right.
And then the lone cactus, but this is great. It's great art.
Yeah, very good.
Well, I think Daniel needs to read the next one.
Oh,
I think he's intimately familiar with this one.
Yeah.
Well, for some reason I have visions of this thing. A card shark. One scheme, three attack. Forced response on that attack. After card shark attacks you, discard the top three cards of your deck. Take indirect damage equal to the number of different printed resources types discarded this way. Wow. And it's got three boost icons. Oh, 7 hit points. I didn't. Oh, my God. Wow. That's significant hit points. All he does is swim and eat and win at cards.
Yeah.
So, okay. I don't know if this is a thing taken from the comics or not, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was. They do have land sharks that appear in some of their more wacky comics. And
star sharks.
In particular, I'm thinking of the West Coast Avengers, the reboot with Gwenpool. They have a walking baby land shark. So it is conceivable that there is an actual card shark in the comics.
I'd like to think that this was a Tony Fanci. I like to think Tony just invented it.
He could have, but it fits.
It's so good. 3 damage is no joke as an attack, plus additional indirect damage, right? It's just after he attacks you. He doesn't have to actually do damage to you. Whatever. It's just, and then you mill some cards and you take some damage because you're going to discard some printed resource types.
Yep. Yeah. So here's an interesting point. Rocket Raccoon hates it because I think he's the only character that has a resource card with multiple icons on it. Different icons.
What about Gambits? He has one now, right?
Oh, does Gambits too?
And
okay.
Then brand new Bishop as well, which I know you don't have. In
okay,
Canada
I don't have
yet.
That box yet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you know what this card shark can do with a shawarma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it does.
That's the real fear.
So it maxes out at 4, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just a chance that you're going to get so one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So Nova's getting hit for 1, and then Bishop with a shawarma is getting hit for 4.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. Both could be all fists. It depends on how you build your deck, right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's a cool idea. I mean, I like it as much as I like all the other shark cards.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And I see what you guys are doing at FFG. You got the suits, the card suits. Are your 4 resource types.
Yeah.
It's cheeky. Yeah. I love it.
Nice.
All right, Steve, I think you're intimately familiar with this next one.
Okay. Gunslinger. There's 2 of these minions. They're 1 scheme, 2 attack, 3 health, outlaw with quick strike. Forced interrupt. When this minion engages you before resolving quick strike, you may spend double energy resources. If you do, deal damage to this minion equal to your hero's ATK. 1 boost icon. Brawl!
So that means you can kill him before he hits you.
Yep.
Yes. Theme home run.
So good. Oh my God, is that good.
You still have to have a 3 ATK, so there are some heroes that aren't going to do that, right? Miss Marvel's got a 1, right?
Yeah.
But if you can, is it worth the 2 resources? Might be. So,
yep. I'm just thinking those resources are plentiful in protection. A lot of those protection characters don't have 3 attack, but they have other ways of doing damage. Like, even if you hit them for 1 or 2, or like hit him for 2, and then he shoots and you bounce 1 off an energy barrier, that kills it. So,
aside from protection, I would never spend these things unless I could kill him.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Never
have to weigh the.
Hey, you know what? I wouldn't spend them unless I had a plan to kill him.
Right.
When
or
he
did something
strikes.
Else. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, if you have an energy in your hand and you can ping him back for 2, and you know you're going to pop him with a Cosmo or something the next turn because that's where your damage is because everything else is thwart in your hand, it might be worthwhile. But
But also, if we're thinking for reals about it, two energy resources is a lot.
It is.
It is a lot. And the only reason I would pull that protection thing is, is if I needed my hero to do something else and I didn't want to exhaust to have to kill this guy.
Exactly, yeah. Because he's only hitting you for two.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
there's two of them.
He's hitting for you. He's hitting you for two right now, and then he stays in play, and you have to deal with him on the hero phase, right? So it all depends, I think, on what you've got. Maybe if you're playing a multiplayer game, somebody's going to be able to take them out.
I guess when you kill them might not matter. You're right.
Yep.
Okay, so this isn't going to happen all the time because it's going to be up to luck of the draw. Mm. But there is a movie scenario where Star-Lord is, you know, being all Star-Lordy, and two gunslingers come out and he just pew-pew both of them.
Love it.
That world exists.
I love that.
Movie moment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. So a question for you guys. Do you do your gunslinging before noon, after breakfast? What's the best time to draw pistols?
It's always in the morning.
Before or after breakfast?
And, you go at sunrise. And, Billy the Kid had this all planned out. You do sunrise. And you pick the side facing away from the sun, because when a man looks at the sun first thing in the morning, what he does, he sneezes.
Okay. It's like
Collected Works of Billy the Kid.
That's like, who is it from Japan? Minamosho, the samurai? He did the same thing. You position yourself just right if you read the Book of Five Rings. So, yep. Catch the sun in their eyes.
So, yeah, you're right, Daniel. He's cheating.
Cheating. That's why we love him. Actually, we don't love him because that sounds like what a hero would do.
All right. Next card.
So, yeah, the next card is Bon Jovi.
Wanted!
Wow.
Dead or alive!
That's why Daniel sings our songs and not me.
Oh. No, that was great. You know, Steve, let me ask you some Bon Jovi trivia.
Oh, okay.
What kind of horse does he ride?
He actually rides a horse?
On a steel horse I ride.
Oh, you're right.
Steel horse?
Yeah. Thank you, Steve. It's a steel horse. That's right. So.
Sorry, everyone.
Sorry. No, this is great. So next year we have an attachment called Dead or Alive. It is a bounty traded attachment attached to the minion with the highest printed hit points. If you cannot gain Surge. And let me tell you, it's disappointing when that happens.
It is.
The attached minion is +3 per player hit points. Oh, my goodness. Forced Interrupt. When attached minion is defeated, each player adds one card from their discard pile to their hand. And it has two boost icons.
It's very cool. It's a
great card, yeah.
It's so fun. I don't know that the Forced Interrupt is worth the +12 hit points in a four-player. Whatever. Right.
Yeah, well, the hit point scale and the reward scales.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Sure.
I agree with you. If that whiffs, that's a...
It's sad, right? Because it's such a fun thing.
But I understand it, right? They could have said, discard cards until you discard a minion. But that's a lot of text. And as we discovered, there are a couple scenarios that don't have minions in the scenario set.
So, Mike, you're a good guy about theme. What is the theme here that when you finally cash in your bounty, you get something you already played?
Oh.
I appreciate that I'm putting you on the spot here.
Yeah, that's
what is the murder of this card?
You might not have played it. It could have just been a resource, a.k.a. money, that you have thrown away, and you get money back. You're getting a resource back. Maybe?
Okay, that's fair than mine. I was going to say the reward wasn't that good, so you're just getting trash back.
Wow.
I mean, they could have said you draw a card, right? But this is, you know, discard pile.
It's kind of cool.
It makes the +3 per player hit point thing make more sense that you can pick and choose your reward.
Yeah.
It is a way better reward.
Yeah, that's true. And that's long shot in the art, right?
I actually prefer it. It is long shot in the art, yeah. I actually like this reward better than pick from your deck because you're not killing this minion in round one or two, which means you're either already set up or it doesn't matter anymore and there's something fun in your discard pile anyways, right? Like you had to discard something useful. I just have a feeling that this picking the card from your discard in this particular scenario is a better option than picking it from your deck.
So my hope as a villain is that whenever they finish this guy off, they just reset their deck and their discard pile is empty.
all three of the teammates.
That'd be great. Yeah. Okay, best minion to put this on. I think like it came in Mojo Mania. I think it'd be great if it ends up on Surprise Contender.
That's a good one.
I think that'd be a good one.
So, Steve, that would then be plus 12 per player hit points, right?
Four player, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because it has seven health per player, so it'd be like 10 per player. So it'd be as big as Magog.
I'm gonna vote for Nemesis Loki.
Oh, so you don't actually defeat him? Maybe
he gets away, escapes,
yeah,
and gets another like, 20 hit points again.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, when that guy comes back, he keeps his attachments
because I don't think he's actually defeated.
Right, I think it says instead. So yeah, it might.
Yeah, you don't pull him back from the discard. He just gets healed instead. Yeah.
Well, we often make pro challenges to our listeners, Steve. This is another one.
How many times can you keep Loki alive with this card?
With dead or alive. Yeah. I mean, we've talked a lot recently of Mystique. She would love this.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Mystique.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And she's got guard too. So yeah,
I
mean, obviously some of the other ones are like the Kree militant, not Kree militant, the Ronin minion, not the villain. The sleeper, Juggernaut, like Nimrod, any of these big guys, the Kraken would be great.
Yeah.
Right. You get a double reward on that one. You get a card and you heal something because you eat the Kraken. Oh yeah. There's some crazy ones.
Nice.
All right, Mike.
All right.
Take us away.
Yeah, this last one is a game of cards.
You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
You know, when you play a game of cards, you win or you lose. This is a treachery. When revealed, draw 5 cards. Choose and discard 5 cards from your hand. Now, for each different printed resource type discarded this way, discard an upgrade or support you control with one boost icon.
Wow.
This is...
I actually love that.
I've had some tough choices to make when this card comes out. And that's why I love the card. Yeah, it's great.
It rewards like the kind of decks that focus on a single thing, right? That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, I have had this card completely whiff, where I have no upgrades and no supports in play, so it just lets me filter my hand by 5 cards.
Okay,
if you don't have an upgrade or support out, like if this pops up early game and you haven't put something out, or you're playing leadership and you just focus on putting allies.
I am really surprised that it doesn't say if no upgrade or support is discarded this way, it gains surge.
It doesn't say that. So it does have that little, like, because you won the game of cards, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it still works. But there has been choices where like I want this card in my hand, but it means I have to discard, you know, Sharpshooter.
Right. Yeah, I mean it can get you like Iron Man, Nebula, anybody like that who's putting out a bunch of stuff. You're playing an ally deck where you're upgrading a bunch of your allies. Heck, anybody else, right? But if it hits
it could hit your endurance and then you die.
Yeah. That'd be bad. I mean, yeah, and even if you have one or two supports or upgrades out, it's probably, you know, you're going to have to at least discard one type of resource, so.
Yeah.
But it you could just sneak in a win. You could sneak in a win. Probably because you're a hero and you're cheating at cards. Is there a card up somebody's sleeve in this art? Probably.
Yeah. We forgot to mention something rather important throughout all this. So, the gunslinger that shoots you, right? The card shark that attacks you for 3, and then you take damage equal to the indirect damage equal to the number of printed resource types. Remember the Wild Wild Mojo environment card?
Plus one.
So let's say you're playing a leadership deck, and your indirect damage, you're like, I can't take 7 damage. I'm going to spread this amongst 3 allies. Well, now it's 11 damage.
The Wild Wild Mojo, when a character takes damage, so an ally takes 1 consequential damage, it's really 2 consequential damage. So you don't even have the allies to attack the card shark with, because they're dead too quick. So,
yeah, let's talk about my ally list decks again and how bad they are.
Anyways.
No one said they were bad. We mostly remarked about how you had no friends.
Yeah. Okay.
About your pitiful and pathetic life.
Yeah. So they're not dead, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, actually, the card, I didn't even think that. Wild Mile Mojo, the card shark, you take the 4 damage, really, and then you take maybe you discard 3 cards and you get 3 different resources, and you have to take 3 points of indirect damage. And if you spread that out, it's really 2 on each person you're putting it on. Yeah, that ramps up pretty, pretty good.
So that maxes out at 12 damage.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he is a shark. In a Western.
So what do you guys think?
How many sarsaparillas do you give it?
I really like this set.
You too.
So I'm gonna give it 2 sarsaparillas, Steve.
Okay.
This falls under the T-Rex in Central Park. Like, it's just fun no matter where you put it.
Yeah.
Is it the most powerful? No, but it's powerful enough and it does some fun things. So yeah, no, this is a great set.
Yeah, I agree. The themes on the cards are fun and different. They're not necessarily overwhelming unless the combo's right. I'll also give it 2 sarsaparillas if 2 is our maximum sarsaparillas.
I assumed it was.
1 for each hand.
Because 1 sarsaparilla equals a thumbs up, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So, I think so.
From what if we were playing poker, it's a full house.
Ooh. Yeah, it's not the best, but it's pretty good. Well, Mike, how would people tell us what they thought of it?
Oh, I want to know people's thoughts. I want to know how much damage they're taking from a card shark. I want to know who they think should be dead or alive. Who should be wanted, dead or alive?
Sorry.
You can email us at criticalencounterspodcast. You can email us at criticalencounterspod@gmail.com. We are Critical Encounters on Facebook, and you can find us on YouTube, Twitch, or Patreon by searching for Critical Encounters Podcast. And on Discord, we are Vardane, Bigfoot Love, and Wandering Tooth. And with the steel horse I ride. If you like our show, tell your friends. If you don't like our show, tell your enemies. Mojo takes out.
Action! Danger! Young hormones flaring. And bloodshed. Oh, so much bloodshed.